Going to read together from Mark chapter 4 this morning, and it's page 1006 if you've got a Bible on the way in. But the words will also be up on the screen, and reading from verse 35 of Mark chapter 4. That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Jesus got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Amen. Questions. Asking questions. We all in our lives ask questions of other people, and we all have had the experience of people asking us questions. And there are different kinds of questions, aren't there? There are some very matter-of-fact questions. What is for tea? How long is this sermon going to be? Then there are rhetorical questions, questions that the answer is obvious and it's asked for effect. And then there are awkward questions. Do I look good in this? And then there are other questions that prompt us to think more deeply about something. Perhaps we've had our mind set on something and our opinion on something, and then someone comes along and just in conversation asks us a question about it and says, "Oh, what about this? Or what about that?" And the question prompts in us some thoughts. Well, maybe it's not as clear as I thought it was. Maybe there's something more to it. And then there are questions that challenge us. Why did you do that? What were you thinking? Questions. And Jesus, he asks a lot of questions. If you read the Gospels and read his conversations, you will find that he asks loads of them. Quite often, sometimes people ask him a question, and rather than answering, he will ask them a question back. And some of these questions challenge folks or help them to think things through for themselves. And they can challenge us and they can help us to think things through about who he is or about our walk with Christ and how we might be disciples of his. And we're going to be looking at some of the questions that Jesus asked and the situations in which he asked them. And in our passage this morning, there's actually a few questions in our passage this morning that different people ask. But there are also questions that Jesus asked, which we'll come on to in a little bit. It's a well-known event. It's a well-known story for many of us. Jesus, he has been with his disciples for some time now. Not a large amount of time, but it's fairly early on in his ministry. But they've got to know him. These disciples, they've been called by him. They've heard this call. Jesus come to them and said, follow me. And they've followed him. And they've been spending time with him, learning from him. And after a busy day with crowds tended to follow Jesus kind of wherever he went. After a busy day, Jesus says to them, let's go to the other side of the lake. And so that's what they do. Now, this was something that several of the disciples would have been experts in. For some of them were fishermen. And so they kind of knew what they were doing. They had the boat. They'd been out on this lake before, several times before, many times before. They'd spent nights there. And it was a pleasant evening. And after a busy day, it'd be good. Just to get in the boat and to float along and away from the crowds. Peace. And I suspect if you had asked one of the disciples as they got onto the boat that day, that night, that evening, if you had said to them, do you trust Jesus? They would have said, yeah, I trust Jesus. They had seen him perform miracles. A man with leprosy, healed. A man who was paralyzed, healed. Simon was in the boat. Simon's mother-in-law had been healed. Presumably he was happy about that. So they'd seen Jesus perform healings. They'd also heard him teach and wisdom that they'd never heard of before. Now, they didn't get everything about who Jesus was yet, and yet they knew enough to know that this was someone special. This was someone who had power, someone who had authority, someone that they wanted to follow, someone they could trust. So there they are in the boat. All is calm. Tranquility. If they were on Instagram, they'd have taken a photo and they'd have shared at that moment and made everyone feel jealous. Look at us! But then a storm blows up and everything changes within minutes. Now, sudden storms, or squalls, as it's described in Mark's Gospel, they were and they are quite common on this lake. It's all to do with mountains around about and being below the sea level and all that kind of stuff that you'll be into if you're into geography. But this was a bad one. Many of these guys, they had been in storms before. They were fishermen. They had experienced these squalls before, and they'd been able to handle them. But this one seems to be particularly bad, because even they are beginning to get worried. In fact, they're more than worried. They begin to panic. They were afraid. There's the rain, there's the wind, there's the waves. They're going up and down. The water's coming over the side, and they're shouting, do this, do that. There's fear. And what's Jesus doing amidst all this panic and all this hullabaloo? He's sleeping. He's found a cushion and he's sleeping. Was he one of these guys that could just sleep anywhere? You know, these people who just sit down somewhere in a plane or wherever, on a train, they're out for the count. But he was tired because he was human. But it's weird, isn't it? How could he sleep through this? It's almost as if he didn't think there was anything to be worried about. Meanwhile, his disciples were panicking. And in their panic, they wake him up. And I don't think this was a kind of a friendly nudge, wake up. I think this was a forcible shaking of the shoulders. Wake up! And there's a question. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? Don't you care? It was his idea to make this trip. He was the one who had led them into this storm, and now he was sleeping. He has been no help at all. He was oblivious to everything that was going on. Doesn't he care? And with that question reverberating and seemingly without any other words, Jesus simply gets up and he reveals his power and he reveals his authority. For yes, he was human, he was sleeping, he was tired, but he was also divine. He's God in the flesh. And he gets up and he rebukes the wind. He tells it off. Gives it a ticking off. What are you blowing for? And he tells the waves to be still. And everything settles. The power of a command, the power of his word. Beginning of the Bible, Genesis, we read, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And here Jesus says to the waves, be still, and they were still. And then Jesus asks his questions. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Now these questions, they can be asked in different tones, can't they? Yeah? Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith after everything? Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Do you not even trust me a little? I know you were troubled. I know it was scary being in the storm, but you didn't need to fret because I was there. You don't need to be afraid. Why were you afraid? Why did you not have faith? Why did you not trust me? There are two questions, but in many ways, the two questions, they're really an invitation. An invitation to trust him. An invitation to trust him with their fears and with the storm that they were going through. An invitation to rest in him, even in the storm of life. What was their reaction? Well, Mark says they were terrified. He says they were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him. I like this. Jesus says to them, why are you so afraid? And in the next verse it says they were terrified. But this terrified, it was a different kind of fear. Before they were afraid because they didn't know what was going to happen and whether they were safe with Jesus. And this fear, this terrified fear, this was more kind of wonder. It was kind of an awe. Who is this Jesus? He's more amazing than we thought he was. Even the wind and the waves obey him. We've seen him heal people. We've heard him speak. But now he can control the wind and the waves. He can control the weather. This morning, we are, I suppose you could say, we're in the boat of life. And there are times when in our boat, as it were, that things can be rosy. And perhaps you're in that place this morning. You're in the boat and Jesus is with you and it's all calm. And that is good. Give thanks for that. And in these times, we might say, well, yeah, I trust in Jesus. I know he is my Savior. I know he is my Lord. I know he is with me. I've put my faith in him, and I'm trusting only thee. But for most of us, in fact all of us, the boat doesn't always stay there, does it? Because in life there are times when storms come, and there might be some small storms, but there can also be some big storms. That illness comes unexpectedly. That job is lost unexpectedly. Stuff happens. It can be hard in life at times as things happen. But it can also be hard for us if we're following Jesus. There can be stuff that happens to us because of that. And it can become hard. It can become difficult. There are times of testing. And in these times we might feel, well, I'm all on my own. And you might think of the disciples in their boat, and you might think, well, it's good for them. At least they had one another. I'm just in this boat on myself. Now, you're not really in the boat by yourself, but you might feel that way. And you're battling. And that trust, that faith, is maybe not as secure as it was before. We're afraid. We're scared. We're not quite sure. Well, what's the future going to hold? What if I sink? What if I get thrown overboard? And instead of faith and trusting, perhaps there is the questioning. And maybe we're saying to Jesus this morning, do you not care? You don't care. You've led me here. Don't you care that I'm about to drown? Don't you care that I'm going through this? Why have you brought me here? But he's in the boat with you. He is with you. He's in the boat with you, and here's the Lord over the wind and the waves. But more than that, he's the Lord who is Lord over all things. He's the Lord, even over death, the ultimate storm. And he, as it were, whispers in our ear as we endure the storm. He comes to us and he tells us, I do care. You can trust me. You can trust me. You can trust me. And maybe that is the reassurance that you just need this morning. That reminder that you need. You're still in the storm, but you know who's in the boat with you. Martin Luther King, who led the civil rights movement in America in the 60s and a little bit before, he of the great I Have a Dream speech. He wasn't a perfect character, but he was someone who made great influence on that nation and actually across the world. He told of in a sermon once of how one night towards the beginning of his movement, the civil rights movement, in order for black people to have the vote and to have their rights, he tells of one night towards the beginning of all that, that he received a death threat over his phone. Someone phoned him up and they said to him, I'll not say exactly what they said to him, but they in effect said to him, if you're not out of this town in 3 days, we're going to blow your brains out and blow up your house. And he was scared. He was scared for his family. And this is how he describes what happened next. He said, I bowed down over that cup of coffee. I prayed a prayer that night. I said, Lord, I'm down here trying to do what's right. I think I'm right. I think that the cause we represent is right. But Lord, I must confess that I'm weak now. I'm faltering. He was afraid. He was in the storm. And then he said, it seemed at that moment that I could hear an inner voice saying to me, Martin Luther, stand up for righteousness, stand up for justice, stand up for truth, and I'll be with you to the end of the world. I heard the voice of Jesus say, still to fight on. And he promised never to leave me alone. No, never alone, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Three days later, a bomb exploded in his house. No one was injured, but he wasn't turning back. He was in the storm, but he was trusting in the one who was in the boat with him. There's an old hymn that puts it this way. I am trusting you, Lord Jesus, trusting only you. Trusting you for full salvation, free and true. I'm trusting you to guide me. You alone shall lead. Every day and hour supplying all my need. I'm trusting you, Lord Jesus. Never let me fall. I'm trusting you forever and for all. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are with us in every storm. Forgive us for when fear takes over and we forget your care. And help us. Help us, even when it is difficult, to trust you more deeply. Help us to rest in your presence. Even when we don't have all the answers and when everything seems bleak. Help us to remember that even the wind and the waves obey you. Give us courage, give us peace and faith to follow you whatever we face, whatever we are facing. For you are Lord of all. I pray this in your name. Amen.